This is the Wall Street Update of World Business Report. I'm Mike Johnson. Now here's a thought for you. 10% of all retail sales in China are now made by one single company. That company is Alibaba. It's the world's biggest e-commerce firm, and it handles more transactions than Amazon and eBay combined. Alibaba is celebrating a 39% rise in revenue in the latest quarter compared to the same period a year ago. Alibaba's shares have been traded in New York since September 2014. And Chris Lowe at FTN Financial in the city told me that it was a barometer for the wider Chinese economy.
Alibaba is, among other things, a distributor of retail goods manufactured in China by the smaller manufacturers. When they report a pickup in earnings, it's a pretty good indication that manufactured goods are starting to go around the world again. A sign, perhaps, that Chinese GDP growth is going to accelerate, at least in the short term.
And any rise in the share price for Alibaba is good news, of course, for Jack Ma, already, I think, the richest man in Asia, worth billions and billions, isn't he?
He is, and he's maybe more likely to keep it than others. There have been some Chinese moguls in the news lately for being critical of the government. Jack Ma is very careful, I think, to stick to his knitting.
Meanwhile, all eyes on Friday in the release of the latest official news on job creation in the United States for April. What are investors expecting to hear?
The consensus is that we'll see another solid jobs report, but there is the ADP employment number. This is a private payroll provider. They have an enormous number of people whose checks they process, so they have a better idea than the rest of us how many people are actually working. And they reported a very weak gain in employment in April. So there is a sense that the risk is a weaker than expected number.
Chris Lowe, Jack Ma, of course, the founder of Alibaba. His company shares ended the New York trading day almost 4% higher. Overall, the Dow finished up about a tenth of a percent at 17,660. You're listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service.